So What? Episode 5052 of Grow Great, the podcast. My name is Randy Cantrell, your host here. Maybe the most powerful two-word question you can ask or be asked. Also, maybe the most painful for many entrepreneurs, and certainly one that is sure to make some folks angry. I know, because I have made folks angry. And honestly, I've been angered myself. So what? It's among the most universally applicable questions. Test it. Go ahead. Try it out. We're not hitting our sales projections. So what? We've got to find a suitable director of marketing. So what? Our chief competitor just bought another competitor, and now they've managed to double their size overnight. So what? And it's not so what as in it doesn't matter. It's so what as in what are you going to do about it? We love to figure out who's at fault, blaming somebody. It's job one for many companies. It's a defeatist culture. So what? So what if you finally do figure out who's at fault? Now what? Which is likely the second most powerful quote. Well, no, actually, they really are one and the same. In fact, I often use them interchangeably. So what? Now what? Sometimes we love to assume an excuse, and we say we're making, well, we don't say we're making an excuse, but people will accuse us of making an excuse. More appropriately, it's assuming an excuse. You know it is. You look at your business and sales are trending down, and so you make these assumptions. No matter if they're true or not, no matter if there's any evidence to back it up, we're just looking for a way to explain the failure. Ways that will deflect responsibility away from us. Ways that will give us an out. Okay, list them all out and assume that every single excuse that you can name is legit. So what? Now what? Nobody remembers Harold Janine. In fact, he came before my time, but I'm a reader, so I read about him. He was the tyrannical leader of ITT. They were the original conglomerate. In fact, they're the company that kind of invented the thing. But we should study history. We should study these guys and gals that came before. He would say, managers must manage. Managers must manage. Translation, find a way. Figure it out. We just have to find a way. We have to figure, or not, win or lose, period. When I sit down with an entrepreneur or a top-level leader and they begin discussing their calendar, I'm almost always amazed at the talk-to-action ratio. Maybe we could term it the meeting-to-doing ratio. I mean, it often feels like our federal government in D.C., committees and meetings and discussions and thinking and blah, 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 blah. Not nearly enough doing, but lots of preparation to do something. Far too many business leaders it's like they're strapped to this space rocket. They're ready to launch, but the countdown just seems to get stuck on repeat somewhere around the number 7. It's like 10, 9, 8, 7. Seven, seven, seven. Okay, well, I mean, are we ever going to take off? Are we ever going to do anything? Hesitation, delay, procrastination, overthinking, anything to avoid facing the truth that we are responsible and that we can do something about it, that we can fix it. And those are, admittedly, it's two sides of the same coin. It's our responsibility, but it's also the belief, which I get, I completely understand, and I think there's a huge element to this that, well, that's a conversation for another day. But the belief that we can do something about it. And I'm rather surprised by how many people are operating in business and in leadership positions, and it's almost like they really don't quite believe, or in many cases, they don't even come close to believing that they can do something. We all know something about this stuff because at some point in our lives, at some point in some circumstance, we did it. Maybe we're still doing it. So? So what? Now what? Whatever challenge, whatever opportunity you are facing right now, be bold. Have courage. Have belief. Have belief in yourself, your team, your organization. Ask yourself the question, so what? Now what? Answer it. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is growgreat.com. Greetings and welcome inside the Yellow Studio.